It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Let's check in on the stream. You can find it. Just Google the stream. Does anybody know who was first this morning?
Jeff? Don't know.
Jeff, did someone pay you?
The Panthers play the Chiefs at 1 o'clock in Carolina this week.
It's just weird to practice on a Monday. That's all I'm saying.
Not necessarily. Some people practice on Mondays.
I guess maybe they're coming off a bye. Commander Tequila, first. Good morning, Commander. Thanks for joining us.
How much paid Jeff this time?
Yeah, how much paid Jeff this time? There's a whole bunch of people in the chat. Good morning to all. Brian, for the first time in a very long time, I think the Ravens have a bit of a problem. Justin Tucker.
That is a problem.
For so long,
it was automatic.
It was, yo, we can rely on this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
And now.
But, you know, they go through those stretches sometimes, just like a golfer with his yips. On a putting, they do it, but most times they can get over it. But this has lasted longer than I thought. Because, listen, most people don't care about kickers. I like to see Justin Tucker kick. Because the dude, he kicks it high, he kicks it long. Now he's just completely off.
So, Tucker is about to turn 36, literally in like 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Which is hardly a death knell. I'm not suggesting that. But 2021 was Tucker's best statistical season ever. He made one from 66. He made 94% of his kicks that year. He was 6-6 from 50, 13-15 from 40 to 50. I mean, just hitting everything in sight, right? Made 100% of his extra points, 32-32. In the 4 years since, his numbers have dropped fairly significantly. He went from 95 to 86 to 86. Right now, he's making 73% of his kicks, B. 73. 16 of 22. He's only 3 of 7 from 50, 4 of 6 from 40 to 50. He's made the shorter stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's missed an extra point. But all of a sudden, that cloak of invincibility surrounding Tucker is gone.
Yeah, you're right about
that. How does that impact Baltimore?
Well, I think ultimately, if you're a team that can't score, then that kicker becomes even more vital. But if they are running the ball like they can and Lamar has been throwing as he's been doing throughout, it'll be good. But when you get down the stretch, when it gets a little colder, a little windier.
Ball gets harder.
And, yeah, things don't happen. And they used to feel good going for 50-something yarders with Tucker. Now they may not be able to. They may have to go for some fourth downs and put more stress on them.
Totally. So when I asked the simple question, is Justin Tucker cooked? What is your answer?
I don't think he's cooked.
Okay. What about the Cincinnati Bengals? Did you watch that game last night?
Yeah.
So dude, I watched and I just wanted to get a good night's sleep. And when they tied it up, I was texting my boy Weaver, who's a big Bengals fan. You know, my buddy Sam.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, this is what they do. He actually called it beforehand when they cut it to a single touchdown. He's like, watch. The defense is going to get a turnover. They'll tie it up and then lose. So the defense got the turnover. They tied it up. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bed. Like, Bengals Chargers is not going to impact my life. Sleeping an extra 45 minutes will. And I went to sleep. And sure enough, I think Harbaugh is just a significantly better coach than Zach Taylor. And I think Harbaugh has that LA Chargers team just playing super hard. And they've got enough talent and enough key spots. The Bengals are now 4-7, Brian, and at some point we got to kind of stop believing that this run is coming.
Oh, I haven't been believing that.
Brian, simple question. Bengals are 4-7.
Cool.
The seven seed in the AFC is Denver at 6-5. Are the Bengals cooked?
Cooked. I'm going to tell you why. When you basically toy with your top-notch players and make them go through so much BS, that thing called karma comes back. And the Cincinnati Bengals has done this for years. And
cheap.
Like, you watch how
cheap
it is.
Organization.
Like, Chase, he plays, doesn't seem very happy. You know what I mean? Because they toy with him. Higgins has come back and playing some terrific ball. But I think overall, that team doesn't play together like a team that's glued to me.
So much has been made about Chase, and that is, to be crystal clear, nothing but just cheap ownership, because the framework of that deal is set with Jefferson. You just need to go 3% higher, and he would have signed it. Now you've poisoned the well and made it toxic with the player. They've lost so much on the defensive side of the football there because they wouldn't pay guys. And it's not all about salary cap. You can make the numbers work. They run a cheap organization. They have the least scouts in the NFL. It just sucks because you've truly got an all-time talent between Burrow and Chase. When those two got together and they got to that Super Bowl, and then when they've both been healthy, it's Montana to Rice. Like, those guys are so good and so good together and have such an intrinsic understanding of each other's game. And to just barf it away is just kind of sad to me. You're 4-7. I don't know how you keep that. I don't know what you do there, but it just sucks. I got no beef with Cincinnati. It's a good little sports town.
Yep.
They got banging steaks. Jack Ruby's, shout out.
But as it
Jeff
goes
Ruby,
on, Jay,
I think.
Like, you, even though they've had Joe play some good games, that stuff becomes old as the season goes on.
I know.
People stop being as excited to go to practice.
Landfill, are the Bengals cooked?
Yep.
Landfill, is Daniel Jones' time as a QB1 in the league cooked?
I mean, yes, it should be. He'll be a backup somewhere.
It might be burnt. Like,
somebody will get
overdue.
Injured, and he'll play again. But, yeah, he should never – nobody should ever go into a season thinking, that's our guy.
I'm not saying he's done, and I'm not saying he won't start again. But, like, going into the season with his face on the cover of the program, those days are over. Giants got to start over. Wherever Danny Dimes ends up is going to be – what could you see for him? Like, kind of what Darnold's getting in Minnesota is the best possible –
yeah, he may get an opportunity somewhere else. I just think that I'm still stuck on Joe Shane. Because you said we're going to stick with this guy. We're going to get rid of that guy. And now that guy is balling for another team. Your running back's not playing close to what he's playing. And you now have to bench this quarterback. You think the owner is sitting there saying, I got the right person running my franchise? Doubt it, seriously.
Well, and dude, now... so, if you look at Tankathon of the teams looking to be at the top of the draft board, Jags, Titans, Browns, Raiders, Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of good quarterbacks around. and a lot of those guys have paid a lot. That's a mess. Godspeed. Can't say this that often. It's nice to be a Washington Commander.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.